The push to cut down on the number of plastic straws is gaining momentum nationwide and in Delaware. WHYY's Shirley Min reports that more than two dozen restaurants in the first state are adopting a straws by request policy or banning them altogether.
It's half-price burger day, and it's packed at Kid Chalene's, a popular restaurant in Wilmington. Looking at each of the tables, some glasses have straws, but more don't. A couple of months ago, owner Xavier Teshido implemented a straws by request only policy. Simply put, if you want a straw, you have to ask for it.
I always thought it was odd because I don't think people put a straw to drink water at home or to generally drink their cocktail or have a beer. But then they would get a soda or water in a restaurant and the expectation was that there's a straw.
Teshido is working with the group Plastic Free Delaware. Dee Durham is the co-founder.
I'm not exactly sure how it happened, but over time, restaurants have gotten in the habit of just putting a straw in basically all your beverages. We are just working to encourage restaurants to only give out straws by request, and I think people can break the habit.
A habit that's winding up on Delaware's beaches and waterways. Every year, approximately 2,000 straws are collected in the state's coastal cleanup. Plastic-free Delaware volunteer Tree Sullivan emphasizes the group is not anti-plastic or anti-straw, but says using fewer straws is an easy place to start to help make Delaware cleaner.
It's baby steps. You know, we've made this earth a mess through baby steps for many respects, and we've got to get it better by baby steps. If we can do bigger things, that's great. But if we can all do our own just to make a little bit of difference in terms of helping the environment for future generations, that's huge.
There are 24 restaurants in Delaware where straws are optional. Restaurants that have banned plastic ones are offering biodegradable paper straws for those customers who can't do without. From the Delaware desk, Shirley Min, WHYY News.